New Frontiers is a place for film, art, and multimedia creations to join in an interactive exhibit where artists try to engage audiences with technology, visual effects, social media, designs, games, and what Sundance calls transmedia activism. New Frontiers chief curator Sherry Frelo selects the shows.
So the show will have works that engage with various technologies, not only VR, but augmented reality, a lot of custom tech this year, as well as immersive theater. There's a dance party featuring Reggie Watts as well involved.
The New Frontiers program requires a lot more planning and physical preparation than most of Sundance venues. Frelo said she's always nervous about the opening of the show and excited to see the response.
It's a tremendous advantage to be able to start to think about the show early on in advance. And to have a venue like New Frontier Central, which is a huge venue, it's one of the largest venues we've ever had for New Frontier. It really opens the door for larger scale works, also for the ability to have a venue, which we've always wanted to do, we've always had it since the beginning, that is also a social venue so that you can come, there's a bar there, there's a lounge, there's work tables, there's also work. It's always been designed so that people can come and see the work, but then afterwards be able to chat about it in a comfortable environment.
Frelo said there is a lot of experimentation this year, including some new technology in reality augmentation and artificial intelligence.
They're doing very new things. For instance, at New Frontier Central, we're installing a massive immersive stage. This is the very back of a very, very large room. Will be a corner completely lit up, three corners, where you can actually walk in. I mean, this is much, much bigger. Several people can be on this stage. And works will be projected onto that stage, as well as a theater piece called Two Black Lights and One Red. You know, new tech like Magic Leap, this is an augmented reality technology that we've been anticipating for many years now.
Virtual reality shows nothing to the viewer that is outside of a headset. Augmented reality, Frelo said, is a combination.
With augmented reality, when you put on the goggles, you would see me and I would see you through these goggles, but you would also see other digital material, like a dolphin would swim between us, or fireworks would be like behind me. It augments the reality. So that's the difference.
They have about 30 exhibits, which have been selected from hundreds of submissions. The new permanent location by the Walgreens will help Frelo to program New Frontiers for future festivals.
So we're coming back to the Ray, which is right next to the Holiday. And the new venue that we'll also be presenting in is New Frontier Central, which is the venue that you just mentioned that's right next door to the Walgreens. And that venue will be open free for anybody who has credentials. Yes, the Ray Basement will be featuring all the ticketed events for New Frontier, which include the VR exhibition, as well as the box, which will be the VR mobile cinema program. Also this year, we're going to be presenting a number of panels in the box at the Ray, which are free. You don't even need a credential. So some really great discussions are featured this year.
Vicky Frelo is the New Frontiers program curator for the Sundance Film Festival. The exhibit opens on Friday. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.